SRN News. I'm Mary Rose. President Trump says Cuba is the next country in the U.S. crosshairs. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At an event in Florida with some Latin American leaders, President Trump says now that the U.S. has Venezuela where they want it, Cuba is next after Iran.
Cuba's in its last moments of life, as it was. It'll have a great new life.
Trump saying he and Secretary of State Marco Rubio would cut a deal with Cuba.
They want to negotiate, and they are negotiating with Marco and myself and some others.
The comments came at Trump's Shield of the Americas summit at his Doral Golf Club, where Latin American leaders are banding together the president, encouraging them to take military action against drug trafficking cartels. I'm Julie Walker.
Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the progress of the war in Iran. Senator Joni Ernst believes Operation Epic Fury is justified.
I think that if we had not moved forward with this, I do believe that Iran would be targeting us, Israel, and our other partners abroad. No doubt about it. They have nefarious activities in mind, and fortunately, we've been able to cut them off at the knees.
The Iowa Republican made her comments to the Salem Radio Network. The FBI is investigating suspicious activities within its own system, and strict citizen voting requirements sought by President Trump have stalled in the U.S. Senate, but Republicans in some states are pressing ahead with similar measures. Bills requiring people to show proof of citizenship to register to vote won final approval this week in South Dakota and Utah. A similar measure has passed the Florida House. This is SRN News. Ohio's fetal remains bill stays on hold.
The legislation requires that any unborn baby killed by abortion receive a decent burial. But a state appellate court has ruled that the statute violates the abortion amendment that Ohio voters added to the state constitution in 2023. Under the fetal remains bill, abortion clinics would have to foot the bill for providing burial for the babies they abort. The appeals judges found that this might hamper the process of women obtaining abortions. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two women who are living as men are suing Kansas over a new law that bars them from changing the gender on their driver's licenses. The women, who are being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claim that the statute violates rights to privacy, personal autonomy, and due legal process guaranteed by the Kansas Constitution. This is SRN News. The former coach of the Michigan Wolverines has reached a deal with prosecutors.
State your name, please. Sharon Moore.
In Ann Arbor, former Michigan football coach Sharon Moore has accepted a deal, pleading no contest to two misdemeanor charges, trespassing and malicious use of a telecom device in a domestic relationship. In exchange, three more serious charges, including felony home invasion, were dropped. Ellen Michaels is Moore's attorney.
Mr. Moore is pleased to put this behind him and move forward.
The case stemmed from a confrontation after Moore was terminated. The university said there was credible evidence the Wolverines head coach had engaged in an inappropriate relationship with his executive assistant. Moore was arrested when he confronted the woman in her apartment and she called 911. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. has issued a license that allows companies to do business with Venezuela's state gold mining company, Minarvin. More details at srnnews.com.